Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. March is Women's History Month. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Though much of the work of American poet William Ross Wallace is mostly forgotten, he is remembered for writing, "For the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world." That phrase to me is a powerful legacy and a most appropriate reminder to women during Women's History Month, or as I like to say, Women's Her Story Month. Women can lead their families out of the trauma of the worst recession since the Great Depression. This modern-day recession officially began in December 2007. The National Bureau of Economic Research and Academic Committee in Boston, known as the nation's official scorekeeper, says it ended the summer of 2009. But you and I know that the aftershocks still reverberate through the economy and our lives. We need the hands that rock the cradle, women, to claim our place in the history of this recovery. We all know that something is wrong with the country, with the world, and women must change the energy. A destruction mindset seems to be everywhere. Growing bigotry and discord must be brought into line. Some say that it will take a gut check. That's true, but I also believe it will take the hands that rock the cradle to help insulate the generations we produced, because we know from history that the 1930s financial nightmare impacted generations since then. Let us acknowledge that we've all contributed to and or allowed the creation of an environment that lets people just make up things. Let us step back and use this month to reflect on and commit to the importance of getting the facts before we judge or line up behind a cause. Accountability must be part of our history of recovery from this recession and from its collateral impact. This is the tipping point. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.